Officials say the rifle was accidentally lost in mid-May when a deputy set it on top of his car and then drove off. They say the deputy didn't report the gun missing until a week later. Blaine Copes is the executive director of the Michigan Sheriff's Association. He says this type of situation doesn't happen frequently, but accidents happen, even to him.
But it does happen. I can remember when I was the sheriff in Allegan County, we had almost an identical situation. Fortunately for us, it was almost immediately recovered. So this is a little different now that this one has not been recovered, but it does happen.
Cope says there's no set protocol for a missing gun situation. He says each sheriff's department handles a situation with their own judgment. In Kalkaska, the sheriff decided to conduct an internal investigation to find the missing rifle. They canvassed the area and came up empty-handed. Now they are enlisting the public's help to try to find the gun. Dave Wagner is with the Kalkaska Sheriff's Department.
We sent out a press release in the attempt that if it was located by somebody honest, they would turn it in. And evidently, it hasn't been turned in, and it hasn't been an honest person because it has been picked up.
Wagner says the missing AR-15 has been added to a national registry. If it's found by a police agency, they will be able to trace it back to Kalkaska. Wagner says the officer who lost the gun has been disciplined, but he didn't say how. And the department has implemented stricter policies to prevent an incident like this from happening again. He didn't elaborate on what the policies are. He says if anyone has any information on the missing rifle, they should report it to a law enforcement agency. Sarah Bikes, WCMU News.